I'm going to start with like six lines up. The sugi we were talking about yesterday was about Bikurim and who could do the Kriya. Do you have to do the Kriya? So we see the words Vidilma. Vidilma Bikurim Ninhu. Uboy Kriya. Maybe these fruits that we were going to bring really are Bikurim. And if they are Bikurim, you'd have to do the Kriya. You'd have to read the the passages that discuss Aram Yovid Ovid. So the word says, no, not a problem, because Kriya lo makeves. Lichatchila, the best practice is to, yes, do it and do the Kriya, but if you don't, then bidi evad, one is yotze. One does not lose the mitzvah of Bikurim if you don't do the Kriya with it as well. The moral question is that, velo, is that really true? Is that really true that you don't have to? V'ha'om Reb Zera has a rule, and this is like a Shas principle. Kol haroi lebila, ein bila makeves bo. Anything that, we'll explain the Rashi in a second, anything that could be mixed doesn't have to be mixed. V'she'ein roi lebila, but if it's not able to be mixed, bila makeves bo, so then that would block it. This is a rule in the Gemara Menachos, that the if you look at the, where is it? It's the Rashbam. It's a little long, but it's a very important one. It starts four lines when it gets wide again. Dibra maschcha kol haroi lebila, anything that could be mixed. So Menachos Paraka, Menachos Tanam, we learned the Gemara in Menachos. Misnadev adam et mincha shel shishim ve'esrim. So you bringing a korban mincha, you volunteer, you donate a korban mincha of 60
Isorim.
I'm sorry, yeah, I read that wrong. 60 Isorim, thank you for correcting me. Umeiv kliyachas, and you can put that into one kli. Ve'im omer hare alai shishim ve'echod, but I'm doing 61 Isorim, which does not fit. Maybe shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli acher. You have to bring in two separate kelim. You can't bring, says the Rav, it's the Gemara, you can't bring it in one. Umefarshinom, we explained, Taimed b'gemara mishum, de shishim nivloim b'yachad yofi b'luk shemen. With 60 Isorim, that will mix very well with one lug of oil. Aval shishim ve'echad, but 61 is too much. You cross the threshold. It won't become bolo, won't become mixed in well. It's too much flour. The oil won't, that's the cutoff point. 1 second, we asked, v'chi lo bolo nami mehavi. So if you didn't do it at all, what would be so bad? V'hatanan im lo bolo kosher, right? In other words, you're telling me, you know, 61 is not good enough because it won't mix well. But if I didn't mix it at all, that'd be fine. So just bring 61 and don't mix it, right? So no, Mishanim answer, Om Reb Zeir, and that's our rule. Kol haroi lebila, if it could have the mixing done, kigon shishi misorin, if you have the 60, im lo bolo kosher, so you could have done it, but you didn't, that's still fine. Aval shishim ve'echad she'ein roi lebila, bila makeves bo. But 61, which could not be mixed, so then since it couldn't be done anyway, then it would be a problem. Klomer, mash eifshal levlal makeves bo dekevin dekosu vayatzik aleh shemen vetzavil levlal livlol dechziv balul. It has to be mixed in. So says the Rashbam, shema mina shetziva hakadosh baruch hu. The rule that emerges from all this, lahavi mincha sheyachol lekayim behem et mitzvahs b'liv. You have to bring a korban that you could, if you wanted to, actually do the mitzvah the way Hashem commanded to it. Ukeshehu mevi shishim ve'echod mincha kazu lo tzivul havi. That wasn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not commanded to bring it such a way. V'harehu kemevi mincha min hakitnios. That's around Pesach. We shouldn't be talking about kitnios. But kitnios is, it's like bringing a korban mincha from a different species, from like barley or something like that. And you don't bring korbanos from, well, actually, I shouldn't have said that. There are two. One we're counting right now, right? Today is the third day of the Omer. So the korban Omer is made out of barley. What's the famous reason why you bring a korban out of barley? Normally we bring, barley is animal food. So the Ramban explains, beautiful vort, to silver right now in Chol Hamoed, he explains that Pesach is like the first days of Yom Tov, and Shavuos is the second days of Yom Tov. And the entire sphere of Omer is one long Chol Hamoed. So therefore, we start off bringing barley, the Omer, like an animal, and over 7 weeks, we're working, we're trying to be kind of the Torah, and we're trying to refine ourselves, and then we get to the end, the second day is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, then you bring Shtei Halechem, you bring Ma'echel Adam, a human food. So we're improving ourselves, and we're transforming ourselves, and we're converting ourselves from acting like animals into acting like humans. And that's the esod. So you bring the korban omer is out of animal food, barley. The other exception, the other rule, I should say, when you do bring that is by a sota, the woman who acted like an animal, was accused, I should say, accused of acting like an animal. So then she brings a korban that's related to animals. Shalom, we just started. Come, join us. Okay.
So if you bring the korban, you don't make. I know the kohen makes the bracha now. If he doesn't, you still get it.
Yeah, bracha's not makif.
Yeah, but it says in Torah that you say this is another bracha for Rabbanim. This is the Raisa.
Yes, that's the whole question as well. The whole Yehi Ratzon. So maybe only Sefer Omer is the Rabbanan that is. How you're just quoting Pesukim from the Torah. So some don't say the Yehi Ratzon. That's a question. That's a question. Yeah, okay. All right. Yesh v'yesh. So we'll go a little bit wider in the... We're at the Mina Kitnyos, right? The Ein Eklum, Shekol Davar, Shetziva, Kodesh Baruch, Lehevi Yesh, Ikuv, Be'ikur, Havoso, Lehavi, Be'oso, In. You have to bring it the way it's supposed to be brought. Shetziva, Kosu, Velo, Be'inin, Acher. The way they were commanded, not another way. Aval mitzvah hamuros beoisa mitzvah kigon tenufa bekorban belila bemincha yesh ma'akvin. There are times when it could be ma'akiv im gila hakosiv lishanos alav la'akiv. Right, we have a concept about it. When sometimes the Torah repeats it, it repeats the commandment. The reason why you didn't have to tell me a second time, they joke. I heard you twice the first time. Well, why did you tell me twice? There's no reason for that. Nothing's redundant. So no, the redundancy is to teach us that it's ma'akev. So if you don't do it this way, that would break it. Okay, there's a lot of discussion about this. Really, there's a concept of kol haroi lebila, korbanos. Hopefully, Mr. Hashem will bring korbanos soon. But one of the areas where it comes up frequently is in Hilchos Tevila. When a person goes to the mikvah, so we know that the rule is you can't have a chatzitza on your body. You can't have anything that's covering it. That's in the open parts of the body. But you have what's called basis starim. Basis starim are things that really, close parts of the body, in your mouth, in your ears, in your eyes. So what if a person, this could come up with a big discussion posting about if a person has like a filling in their tooth, having dental work, is it there for a long time? It's not. Rav Moshe has a tshuva from the 1930s, back I think he was still in Russia then, about someone had like an ear infection, and the woman went to the mikveh, but she had like a cotton swab or something stuck in the ear, right? He has another tshuva about contact lenses, right? What if a person, so again, lichat chila for contact lenses, tell the person to take them off. But Ramosh has an interesting idea. He says, there's something that's called open, right? Begilui, and there's basis starim. Some types of chatiz are things that are external. I have a band-aid on my ear. I have something on it, right? So other things are attached to the body. It's like a cast, right? You have different types of things. So that's a chatitza when it's only on the external parts of the body. Anything that's inside the body, on your eyeball, on your ear, in your mouth, or something like that. So then, in that case, if it's something external, like a contact lens, like a cotton swab, it's not part of that. So that's, technically speaking, it's not a problem. So, as a rabbi, sometimes you get questions like this. A woman forgot to take out her contact lenses, and she's home already. So then what do you do? So we could rely upon Rav Moshe's tshuva. Many posts can hold that you could do this, and you would not have to, it would still be good, right? Obviously, b'di'evid, but it would be fine. So that's where this concept comes up a lot about Reb Zeir as well. Kol haroi lebila, ein bila makeves bo. She'ein haroi lebila, bo yila makeves bo. Okay, let's pick it up now. We're three lines from the bottom. On pay aleph amud beis the ovi lehu kerebi yosi bar chanina the omer botzron v'shogron biyad shliach, he tied them up and he sent these bikurim with a shliach umes shliach bederech, so then the shliach died on the way to the base of Migdash. So in this case maybe he brings still the enikore. My time, why does he still bring it but doesn't say it? So the pasuk says v'lakachta. Right, so you take it, right? The vesa on top, ad shetei lekicha v'os v'havo ke'echod, that you really have to have both being done by the same person. Bi'achad, they change the girsa. So haleika, and here you don't have it because the shliach was not the one who started off by bringing it, so then it would still be brought, but it would not be recited upon. Omle,
because the shliach left, but not the owner.
The shliach gone, he's died, so therefore he can't do it anymore. He was the one who was sent originally, so someone else is going to take it over. He'll continue. Who,
is the owner taking over, or a different shliach is taking over?
I don't think it makes a difference. Probably it's another shliach, because if the owner could have done it himself, he would have never sent the shliach in the first place. So it'd probably
if
be,
the owner goes, can't he do the
no, also, no, you, the owner can't do it.
Why not? Because he's the owner. He's starting the whole process. Now he's bringing it in.
Yeah.
Plus he's also, so what's,
it's a good question. Was the owner mafkia? Did he remove himself by putting a shliach in the first place? And now the shliach died. Can the owner take back, finish it up, and do it himself? I didn't see anybody who discusses that. Okay, good. You gave me homework. All right, good. I don't know. Second line. Amalei Rav Acha Bereid Rav Iviol Rav Ashi Michti Psukin Inhu. These are just psukim. Likri, just say the psukim. Who cares? No, Amalei Mishum Demichzik Hashikra. It looks like you're saying you're lying. You're lying. If you look in the Rashbam on the second line, it says Mishum Demichzik Hashikra. It looks like you're lying. Shai Bishvil Havos Bikurim Kokori V'Shem Alav Bikarka Shelo Godlo. Maybe it didn't grow on his own land. Become a shakir, right? You're lying. You're saying the land that you gave me. So therefore, that's why it can't be done. You can't have somebody else just saying these psukim. Rav Meshar Shebreid Rav Chia Amar Dilma Osi Lafkuinhu Mitruma Umaiser. Maybe you're going to come to take it away from the separating the truma and Meiser. You're not going to understand these are bikurim, and it's going to lead to a problem with that as well.
This question, the splits it into two separate cases.
Yeah.
With his butzer on Vishuv and Biyashliach.
Where are you looking? Yeah.
Like 12 lines from
the okay, bottom. Yeah, yeah.
It's two different cases. It says either he harvested himself and sent it with a Shliach, mm-hmm. or he had a Shliach harvested, and that's when the Shliach died on the way, and then the Baal comes and takes over for the Shliach, and he says it's no good.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Excellent. That's right. It's the Rashbam. Very good.
He breaks it up into two separate cases.
Yeah, you see that? Bottom Shigum Yad Shliach? That the Rashmi answers your question. Excellent.
He
says, O Shemei Shliach Bederech, Shashliach Atmo Botron Umes, Bechatzi Haderech.
Oh, now the Shliach.
Right, Umina Shliach Acher, Tachtav. Right, Yushalayim. So he set up another Shliach there. Oh, the other case, Shevilhu Habailim Atum Mishav Elach. The Baal brings it himself.
And even there, it would be no good.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
The Baal can't do it.
Because if you don't have a very similar harvest.
You don't. You need two parts. The pasuk requires two parts of it, of the taking it and the bringing it. So the fact that he didn't do it himself, he answers the question. Very good.
We don't host the Epshalom to myself.
You do, but there's that's true. But at this point, you had an additional requirement that you had to be able to do two parts of it. In this case, he didn't. The owner did not do both parts of the process. Shliach, everyone holds Shliach al Kmoso. I think that was last year's daf. We had the sugyas of ancient Shliach Dvar Averos. We discussed a lot about it last year. Yeah. Okay. By the two dots, Higdu lo yishape. So if they grow, don't you not trim back, cut back the branches? What is an example of growing from the geza, the stump, and what's an example of growing from the roots, the shroshim? Anything that's above ground, literally, it sees the face of the sun. You know, I have a guy in my shul that likes to say, you know, every day above ground is a good one. Okay, every day above ground is a good one. So anybody should roi pnei chama, it's above ground. It's a good day. It's above ground. Zehu min hageza. That's called from the stump. V'shein roi pnei chama, it doesn't see the sunlight. Zehu min hashroshin. That means it's growing from the roots. V'leichush, one second. Let's be concerned for the following case. Dilma maska ara shirton. V'amale t'los zvinali v'isli ara. So we saw a major chilek we were discussing yesterday is that two trees versus three trees. So if you have two trees, you don't get the land. When you buy three trees, you get the land. So why are we concerned now that if you're going to let one of these like shoots, one of these stalks grow up from the ground, so there's going to be dirt and soil and mud, whatever, it's going to surround that, and it's going to look now like that's a third tree. And if that's a third tree that really grew, so now, in this case, that changes the halachic significantly. So why aren't we concerned about that? Ella, Omer of Nachman, Yikotz, you're right, you can't let it go. You have to cut it down so we don't provide an opening, a Pesach, for this person to have a taina and try to fool us and think, look, I got three trees, that means I got the land. Because I only got two, I have no claim on the land. V'chi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Yochutz, right? I'm sorry, V'chein. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan Yochutz. Yeah, you have to cut it down. You can't let this third stalk be up there, because then it'll create too many problems. Omer of Nachman and Akhtinan. Dekel Ein Lo Geza. So we said the following, it's very interesting thing. A dekel is a palm tree. It has no geza, has no trunk. What do you mean? Every tree has a trunk. How can you say? So in halachic terms, we have to redefine this to say that it doesn't have a trunk. Sover of Zvid Lememer. So Rav Zvid thought to interpret this. What does it mean? Ein lo geza lebal dekel, meaning the owner of the tree doesn't have rights to it. The kevan, since it's going to be uprooted, asuche masach adaita. He had a hesach adas on it, and he doesn't really set his mind to getting that part of it. So maskif lo.
I didn't exactly understand what you mean by that.
Meaning, since it's, he knows that the dekel, did we say 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that it's going to be, it doesn't regrow, right? The dekel tree was one of the examples. I think we had two, right? There's the dekel, I think the cedar, the ones that didn't, tamarme, I forgot, doesn't regrow. So once it's gone, it's gone. So here, the owner has no intention to really acquire that part of it. So when he's selling, he's not really acquiring it. So therefore, he has a hesach hadas. Asuchi mesach taite means that he doesn't even think about that. When he thinks about what I'm buying, what rights I have, he doesn't consider the geza, the trunk of it at all. So that's what it means. Ein lo geza lebal hadekel. The owner of it doesn't really think about the rights that he has in it. Maskiflor of Papa, Taxer's vid says, "Vaha koinish ne ilonos mechul mishrish kaimi." He got two trees; and he's going to be uprooting them. The ketani sheish lo geza, and those trees that he's going to be uprooting, but he does get the geza. So how could it be that by the palm tree he doesn't, the other ones he does? So el omer of Papa ein lo geza lebal dekel lefi sheein moitzi geza. It doesn't like produce the geza. It doesn't produce the tree. So that's true. Then Rav Zvid kashamas nisin. How do you understand our Mishnah, which talked about the difference between the trees? Meaning, it's going to be uprooted, and if it dies, you don't have a chance to re-get it again. Dizabin lechamesh shanim. No, you sold it for a longer period of time, right? So even if it would die, in the meantime, you would still you weren't masiach das from it. Where's that Rashbam? It's maybe six lines up from the bottom. Dizabin lechamesh shanim. So the Rashi explains, Sha'af im yomus, if it dies, yata achib im makomo. I'm just going to place another one there. Therefore, I didn't give up any rights into this. Okay, then we continue now by the two dots. Kona shlosha kona karka. We learned that if a person buys three trees, so he also gets the land. Whereas this was the sefer, the end of the Mishnah. The first part, if he only got two trees, he does not get the land. So Vekama. How much land does he get? Omer v'chiyah bar Abba, Omer v'yochanan, hareze kona tachtehem. He gets the land underneath the tree. Uveinehen, he gets the land that goes in between. Imagine, for example, like if they were planted, one, two, three, like a triangle, so to speak. So you get the inside area of that triangle. V'chutzalehen, on the outside of the tree, kimlo ore v'salo, for like enough for the person who picks it in his basket to go as well. So like, if you look at this water bottle for a second, try to imagine three water bottles. So you get the tree, you get directly underneath this spot, you get the inside area, and you also get on this outside area as well, because you have parts that grow on this side of the tree. There's leaves here, right? So if I only get up to this part of the tree, that means I can't pick anything outside of my area. So you get the outer area. That's what it means, the part for your basket. And you see, right, this extra part here would be that. So it says the Ora Vesalo you'd get as well.
So when we're talking about do we have to take into account the branch? Let's see, if the branch is going all the way out here.
Yeah.
So is it the branch that goes out the most?
Exactly.
From there, you still have some more.
Correct, because anything's on the inside in between is already included. Okay. So you say you get, that's what the Rashi says, you get enough of the branches When you buy three trees, you get enough.
Does it have to be within 4 amas of each other? It could be a mile away.
No, we're talking about it in an enclosed area. That's going to be a good chah. I'll buy one tree in California. I'll buy one tree in New Jersey. I'll buy one by in Florida.
The whole
I got the no. We'll talk about
land.
Right. How much? That's good. There are all limitations to this rule. Well, okay, that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is the one says like a kam yehei b'nehem. How much can be between? Okay, we'll see. But no, it's be get a good. That's why we make good lawyers. We could always figure out how to apply the law. Okay. Yeah, the top Rashlam says you get the Melo, Kimelo, Ora Vesalo, Hamelakate, right? The one who's picking it, Vesala Beyada Lelakate, Peros, Hanofos, Hachitzonos, right? He gets to pick from the fruits that are on the outside branches. That's exactly what we just said, that he gets that rights to the land as well. Okay, the top line, Maskiflo, Rabbi Elazar. Hash the derech ain lo. I mean, according to the Rabbanon, that the guy doesn't even get a walkway there. So or v'sol yeshlo, meaning you give him, you don't give him a path to get there, but you're going to give him a place to go on the outside of the land. I mean, that's not my tree. That's not my. This is somebody else's land. Once you've gone outside that area, that box, so we don't even give you a path to get to your thing. When we give you somebody else's land, it doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. So, yeah. Or v'sol yeshlo derech ein lo da'ara achritihi. Or v'sol yeshlo, because that's somebody else's land. But for this himself, he is going to get the rights to it. Omer of Zera midivei Rabbeinu Nilmat. From these words, we learn out. We saw shlosha. When you have three trees, who de'ein lo derech, hashnayim yeshlo. So if you know, you get a derech when you only buy two trees. Because it's, you know, everything has a mila and everything has a chisor, everything has a strength and everything has a weak part to it. So the bonus to buying three trees, the strength of that, of buying three trees, is that now you get the land, but you don't get the path. On the other hand, when you buy two trees, so you don't get the land, but you do get a path. You have to be able to access them. So that's what he's saying. Hashnayim, when there's two, so you have, like, there's ownership and there's the rights. So when you have less, you don't get the ownership, at least you get the rights to get there. That's what he's saying. The Omer le ba'ara didoch kaimi. You're my land. Omer le Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak l'Rava. Leima, let's say as follows. Rabbi Lozer leis le dishmul rabbi. Rabbi Lozer, who just attacked this whole idea, does not hold from Shmuel, his rabbi. The Omer Shmuel, because Shmuel says, halachik Rabbi Akiva. This is the machloikis. It's been going back and forth in Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. The Omer mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher. When a person sells, he sells an ayin yofe. Very generous. He's very giving. So he would extend a lot of rights. But if I'm not even going to give you a path to get to your things, that's not called an ayin yofe. That's very, you're very stingy. It's an ayin ra. So according to this, Rabbi Kiva holds that you sell very generously when you include much more in the sale. So it sounds like Shmuel, who follows that, so this Rabbi Elazar, who's arguing, saying you don't get all these things, doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. But his Rabbi did, right? Shmuel says Rabbi did, right? To Amr Shmuel, halach Rabbi Kiva, to Amr Mocher b'ayin yofe, Mocher. So Amr Leilo, me tukma, mas nisim k'Rabbi Yehuda. No, our Mishnah is not going like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. Because how do I know that? How do I know that our Mishnah can't be going like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says throughout all these sugyas that a person sells ba'ayin yofe? Midiktani, because we learned the following. Higdilu yishap. When it grows, you have to trim it down. Rabbi Akiva hi. And if our Mishnah was going like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that you sell with ayin yofe, amayish ape, why would you have to cut it down? You sell it, so of course you're going to give the guy the branches that are overextending as well. That's all included. So omele, imer de omer Rabbi Akiva, where did Rabbi Akiva say his halacha? Not by trees. Gabe bor vidus. Bor is a pit of water, dus is a cistern. Delo makshe ara. It doesn't ruin my land. My land doesn't suffer. But gabe ilo, misha, almost like, would he say this by a tree? We explained, I'm blanking, was it yesterday, 2 days ago, maybe three, that when you have the branches that are extending over, those branches are blocking the sun. So my land now is suffering. It's not going to get the proper nutrients it needs to grow. So if I was able to, I'm a nice guy, but my land's going to suffer as a result of that. So saying, hold on, Rabbi Akiva, who says, yes, we're generous, and the Moichir is always willing to give and give and give, maybe that's not when my land suffers, right? But when my land is going to suffer as a result of my generosity, adkan, there's a limit to that. When it causes you damage, so even Rabbi Akiva would say, not so fast. Mi lo moidi Rabbi Akiva be'ion shenoytel toch soda chavero. Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva, if you planted a tree in someone's field, shekoytetz melo mardeya me'al gabe machresha. So the machresha is the plow. You have the mardeya, like when there's the ox goes with this tool, you have to cut enough so that they can pass through. that if you don't leave enough space for them to get through, that means his land won't be able to be worked. So Rabbi Akiva would agree that you have to, even if you're being generous, but again, if it's preventing you and it's going to damage your property because this plow can't get through, there's not enough space, you would have to cut it back. So he says, yes. Tanya Kivosin, Rabbi Akiva bar Abba. We have a brisa that goes according to Rabbi Akiva bar Abba. So if you turn back for a second, Rabbi Akiva bar Abba was the second line on the bottom on Pe'ah, which said that you got these things. You got the land underneath it, you get the land in between it, and you get the land that surrounds the outer edge of the tree. So I have a brisa that goes like that opinion. A lot of names today trying to keep it all together. But I have a brisa. Tanya Kivas Rabbi Akiva bar Abba. Hareze kona tachtehem uveneim vechutzahem kimelo or vesalo. Then when a person makes this sale and gets the three trees, so he gets the land underneath, in between, and on the outer edge. Overlay Abai Rav Yosef, Abai says Rav Yosef, Osan or Vasalo Mizoran. A new question now. You know, on that outside edge of the tree that's not included, so you have it, you have the rights there, but Mizoran, who's allowed to plant there? Does the owner of that land, or is the one who has the rights to the land? Who gets to plant in that space?
If the owner doesn't have rights, what does he
have? I have rights to stand there to pick my fruits off the tree, which I own. But I don't, do I have rights? The fact that I have rights, you know, do I get the land as well? Can I actually plant something there?
So is it only easement or is it actual rights? Right?
Correct, exactly. Exactly.
Easement to just use it as walking.
Do I have usage or do I have really ownership in a sense? I'm not the owner. I mean, it's ownership versus rights. But does the fact that I have the rights to walk there, can I also plant there? Can I use it like that as well? So he says, Omalaytin Suah. We've learned this already. This is coming up, I think, on Tzadi Tess. This is going to be later on coming up. Hachitzon Zora Es Haderech. So the case is where you have an inner garden and an outer garden. Let's go to Rashbam for a second. He explains this. You see where it's Tinisuha? It's about, now it's where it's totally wide, about 10 lines down. Tinisuha, we learn this case. Beperek ha-moichir peiros l'kamon. Mi sheyesh lo gina lifnim megina so shel chavero. So you have an outer garden and I have an inner garden. So if you can imagine, like, this table would be the inner garden, but there's no direct space. You have to walk on the carpet that's the outer garden, so you have to somehow get to it. The hachitzon, the one in the outer, Zora Haderech, he's planting all along. Meaning there's the walkway to get there. So Hachinami Bal Hasada, so in this case the owner of the field, Zora Es Haderech, Kiloim or Vasala, he could also plant on the outer edge of the trees where you're allowed to go in with your basket and pick your fruits. So if that's the case, then we have an answer to this. It's an open and shut Mishnah, right? Again, we learn Hachitzen Zores HaDerech. The one who is on the outer garden can plant the derech, the walkway, to get to the inner guy's garden.
So the other person can walk through that plant area?
Right, but he has the rights of passage, but he's not allowed to plant there. So too, the guy has the rights to walk there and pluck his tree, but he can't plant there. Oh, well, let me dolmi, one second. Is that really the same case? It's not the same case. Hossam over there lays lepseda lelokeach. In that case, there's no loss to the one who is buying. Avahacha isle pseda lelokeach. If that's true, then the lokeach, the one who bought it, is going to lose out. To Amalei, he could say kemetanfe pere. You've ruined my fruits. You know, there's a Gemara in the very beginning of Bava Kama. It's talking about Shane, Regel, Karen, all the different Avos. So Shane, the Gemara, what's an example? You have not Tinfa Peiros, right? Same lashon here, right? Tinfa Peiros means to soil the Peiros. And over there, there's a Machlokes was shown what it means. Either it means that the animal rolls around in it, it gets a geschmack, you know, like your cow wants to, or, you know, do like somersaults or something, and it soiled them up. Or a tinfa went to the bathroom and it soiled the peiros, right? That's my concern here. So over here, the guy's saying, my peiros, right? My tinfa peri, my produce is being lost by you planting here. So halo domi el lesefa. So really, it's not.
Why is it being lost?
Because you're walking. I'm planting my whole outer area, and you're walking. One day you walk this way, and one day you walk that way, and you take a different derech each way to get into your thing. There's no one set path.
But he has the right to pick. In order to pick, he's got to walk.
It sounds like the taina is from the owner of the tree on the guy who's planting.
That I can't.
That because when his fruit falls from, it says, look at the Rashman, it says, Kishiyiplu Ahazrayan, that the, his fruits from the tree.
Which Rashman?
It's like right after where you just were.
Kishiyiplu Ahazrayan, right, yeah, okay. That when
the fruit falls onto the seeds, the fruit's getting
the fruit's gonna get roiled.
Which I don't understand. Makes I don't know how that happens, but that seems to be,
why? Because manure. It's all, it's manure.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, no one's gonna eat that fruit. that is a.
So he's he's making a claim against the.
Gives a new meaning to the word bodek, right?
I'm obviously not a farmer.
Is that what you're saying?
So I'm saying that then the owner of the trees is making claim against the... Yes.
Against the owner of the field. He's tying on him that 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 when my fruit falls in, he's not going to be able to catch it. So when the fruit falls into the manure, it's going to get ruined.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Fruit falls from the tree, it's not good anyway. You have to pick it.
Really?
Yeah, they turn into cider. Nobody wants fallen fruit.
They never...
I don't think never a dishonest person is going to sell the crap, but it's no fruit you would buy.
But what if the guy just needs food for his family? You know, he's not going to be so mad, right?
He eats the worst.
He would eat the worst. Okay, so I hear. Let's just do one more line because the Gemara is going to reject this in a second. It says it's not a good taina. Halo dami el seifa. No, there's a seifa of that Mishnah over there on Tzadi Tess. Ze v'ze in reshoyim lizorim. Neither one of it. The case is, as the Rashi explains, where here you have a very particular, specific place where you're allowed to walk on the outer edge of the field. And that's the only place I give you, the guy says, this is the only place in my field you can walk. It's at that specific location. You can't one day this way, one day that way. That's the only way you work. In that case, Zev Zed, neither one of them allowed to plant on that location. You follow? If it's one set area, then neither one. That's what the line means. It's time Seifa. I'm sorry, Odami El Seifa. Zev Zed, each one of these, Ain Rishoyin Lizroa. Neither one of them is allowed to plant in a specific strip of land. So now we're saying this case of the Ora Visalo is like that. That's the comparison place. So then if you follow the logical extension, neither one of them would be allowed to plant on the outside of it.
Which Seifa is he referring to?
Say this back, the mission is coming up on Tzadi Tess, which we started off the one with, it's the inner garden and the outer garden. Mm-hmm. So there's two parts of the Mishnah. So they're saying, you want to bring a raya, then you could, because you're saying you're ruining. No, you can't. You can't plant there, because neither one has reshus, and that's, at the end of the day, that's how it's going to be. Tanya Kivas de Abaye, we have a Bryce that supports Abaye. Hareze kona tachtehim v'nehim v'chutzalehen kimlo ora v'solo. You're right that he acquires the land, the three trees, as we said now, under, in between, on the outside, and the space to pluck. Zeh v'zeh, ein ha-reshoyim l'zora. But neither one of them has permission. That's the halacha, that you cannot plant there. Neither one would be allowed to plant there. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow on Shabbos with the Kami Yehei B'nehen. Then we'll start talking about how far you can go, and still get the land. Okay, a good morning.
Why is the shiur tomorrow put in the middle of the afternoon?